This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The dairy industry has been losing a lot of farms in recent years, even before the coronavirus reared its ugly head. But now, in this pandemic, even more dairy farms are struggling to keep their heads above water. But so far, Washington State Dairy Federation Executive Director Dan Wood says there's been no need for milk dumping in Washington State.
What's happening with the dumping in the Midwest is very disconnected from what the consumer is seeing in the stores. There's plenty of milk, but it's a matter of the intake is not big enough for doing everything as fluid milk, whereas it used to go to powder and butter and all sorts of things.
So when it comes to financial assistance, will there be enough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was pretty extraordinary when Congress did a $2 trillion stimulus. It looks like they're going to be doing more. The bottom line is that the farmers need cash, and their milk isn't necessarily turning into cash or enough cash right now.
Wood says aid from the government is desperately needed.
So if we want to have food security in this nation, then dairy farmers and all sorts of other farmers are going to have some assistance now so that when we come out of this, we still have the ability to produce our own food in America.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the dairy industry and why financial aid for farmers is so important.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.